I remember that one of the last places we were in the South was in Henderson, North Carolina. We lived one house in from the southern block, and on the corner there was a white family that lived there. So we lived right next to a white family, and there were three boys in that family, and there were three boys in our family, and we played together all the time. And my brother, my middle brother St. Clair, was head of the group. On Saturdays, we would get together and we'd say, "Oh, we got to go to the movies today." And so we would walk up and down the railroad tracks and pick up these the nails or piece of iron, take them over to the junkyard, sell it, and get about, I don't know, 10 cents each. Of course, it was a heavily segregated area. And so we had our back door and upstairs that we went. And then the kids next door, they'd go in the front. But then up in the balcony, even though there was a partition, we'd go right up there and sit right at the partition. Could talk to one another. When we came up north back, I can't remember the year exactly. We lived in October Mountain in Lee, but the business was in Lenox. And we went to school at Lee Grammar School,
Okay.
Central School. In order to get to school, we had to walk approximately 2.5 miles. Well, we'd walk down the hill, cross the bridge, and catch the school bus right there, and then go to school in Lee. It's in bad weather. We could get on the sleds, and we could go down that hill all the way to the bus stop. But then it was tough at night. Well, after high school, we three boys decided to try out for one of the major league teams, baseball. So my brother Saint had this great big old Buick convertible. So we piled into that and we went off up to up in New York State and to St. Louis Browns baseball tryout camp. And we all thought my brother Saint would make it, that he would be offered something, but they turned out offering me an opportunity to go to join the St. Louis Browns baseball team. And I was kind of excited over that, and then I got home, discussed it with my mother, and she said, "You can think about that after you go to college."